We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we knew in October that the Catholic Church was planning on closing, the Catholic Diocese, I should say, of Pittsburgh was planning on closing 131 churches, leaving just 57 behind. I mean, that's just staggering, you know? The numbers are grim and...
Do you think it was the grand jury report, or do you think it was a culmination of a lot of years?
A lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Yes.
To make it personal, I haven't been back since the grand jury report.
Well,
we found a new church.
I know. Yeah.
Have you been back?
No.
No. Mm-mm. One of our close friends of both of us, who's a fantastic reporter, did a piece that opened my eyes the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of put it right there for the audience to digest.
The dollars and cents of it all.
Andy Sheehan. With KDK TV. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Marty. Hey, Wendy. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
Are you surprised? Good. Were you surprised? Are you floored? Did you expect this? What do you think?
I was surprised at the numbers that they put out, how underwhelming they were, you know, compared to what could have been. They're saying that attendance is down 9% and that donations and collections are down 11%. You know, anecdotally, you hear that it is much more that, you know, I mean, priests have told me that in some of these merged parishes, these groupings, that donations are down by a factor of half.
Oh,
but you know, that's what the diocese says, which is a problem. The bigger problem that they have is that they've launched this victims compensation fund, and they had anticipated that there would be somewhere between 200 and 250 claims. And now they're saying that they now project that there would be somewhere between 350 and 400 claims, which could stretch into the tens of millions of dollars. And so they have a problem of how they're going to fund that. So the bishop this week, he called all the priests, all the dioceses, all the deacons in the diocese to a meeting. And on Monday, and then met with all the staff of the diocese on Tuesday and told them what the reality is. And basically, he gave them an either-or proposition to their churches and the schools under their domain, which was they either have to operate in the black or they will face closure.
Oh.
You know, I'm told that this would involve as many as 25 elementary schools and a handful of the high schools. He didn't deny that, but he did say, yeah, this is either or, basically. The good news here for the diocese is that they are not declaring bankruptcy, but they need to take some draconian measures to avoid bankruptcy at this point.
Andy, do you know what happens to the church buildings that are sold? What happens to that money? Because I know they've sold off quite a few of the buildings around our area. That has to go into some kind of a fund. Does that help pay for this victim compensation fund?
That's where they say they're going to get the money, is from real estate, and there's also various trusts that are dedicated trusts that have, they're basically endowments. I know in some of the parishes are individually endowed, and whether they can use that money. They're casting around for that money because the bishop is saying that we're not going to use funds, the collection funds that are dedicated funds, and we're not going to use funds that went to the mission for the Church Alive, and we're not going to use collection funds. But however, you know, all these funds, the diocese is self-insured, and this money is ultimately going to come out of insurance. And, you know, each parish, through its collections, you know, funds insurance. So,
right.
You know, indirectly, these things come. But primarily what they want to do is sell real estate and be able to pay for this. But whether that stretches far enough is highly in question.
Is there a apocalyptic tone to this, Andy, or a positive tone to this? What's the tone?
It's very, very serious, you know. If they declare bankruptcy, you know, the Catholic Church, the diocese, over the past 10 years prior to the release of the scathing grand jury report, was already, you know, church mass attendance was already down 40%. Communion, first communion, the marriages, baptisms, down 40%. School population down 50%.
Wow.
So now you have a continuation and an acceleration of that. So you're looking at, you know, while there's like 700,000 people identify themselves as Catholics, like you and Wendy, they're not going to church. They don't go to church anymore.
Well, yeah,
so,
I think so many people don't want to feel like their contribution is funding bailing out the misdeeds of people who've been acting in just highly awful ways for so long.
Well, I know people who were big contributors to the church who say, I'm putting $1 in the collection basket on Sunday. You know, I'm going to church, but I'm not doing it. Now, the bishop told me, yes, I've heard, you know, I get emails, I've talked to people who've done this. But their numbers aren't reflecting it. You know, their numbers are saying, you know, we're down 11%.
And you're in an era too, Andy, where young people, your sons, my kids, my brother's kids, if you look at the research, they go to church at a level of about 20% and sometimes even lower. So then they've got going against them as well, right?
You got all that going for them.
Wow.
You know, it's not a good situation, and it's hard to say where this stabilizes and where they bounce. I mean, you know, and then the whole legal situation is up in the air. They would like to fund people through this victims' compensation fund, but you know, I heard the advertisement for Alan Pear going into this break. You know, they're challenging the statute of limitations, and you know, if the statute is lifted in Pennsylvania and these suits come down, you know, that's game, set, match. I mean, the church couldn't survive that in Pennsylvania.
Andy Sheehan.
Yeah, from
great stuff.
KDKA, we appreciate you, and we look forward to your next report here. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one, dear.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.